I walk the Erie Valley, I've never seen the valley. I swam the darkest rivers, I've never seen the water.
Okay, before we start the show, Patrick.
Yes, Jim.
We have a special announcement,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do. This is exciting.
We haven't done a live show in a while with a live audience.
Yeah.
But it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Wednesday, September 12th at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia.
One of my favorite places.
Yeah.
Love that club.
We've seen many shows there. So this is like legit. Like we've made
real.
The big time now.
We're going to be on stage.
A real venue. So the way this is going to work is if you go to the show at Jam and Java that night, previously scheduled show featuring folk singer Matt Holubowski.
Mm-hmm.
Then you stick around after Matt's done with his regular set, and then they're going to let us up on
stage. Right. So technically we're headlining.
I guess so. And we're going to interview Matt right there in front of the audience. He's going to play a few more songs, I'm told, solo acoustic, so you get a little bit of bonus
content
bonus different experience
the
there, different from the show.
Right.
We'll, as I mentioned, do the interview, and I think we'll probably take some audience questions, too.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
I'm really excited
I think
about
that'll
this.
Be fun. Yeah. I hope Matt is, too.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be great, and we really want to thank the Jam and Java people for setting this up for us, and Matt and everybody. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with Matt Holubowski, you should go check out his work on the streaming services or what have you. He is French-Canadian and making his U.S. debut with some new music. It just came out.
Just came out at the very end of August.
I think you'll like it. All right, so should we do the podcast now?
Yeah, let's do the real podcast. All upcoming are goofy intros. I'm pulling by the lake. I've never seen a lake. I hear the sound of laughter. I've never heard of laughter. I fell into the hollow and didn't cast a shadow. I feel the rosy fingers drop for me. Mystery fitting. Darling, she won't be. Time for comedy.
All right. All right, I'll go first.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's the end of summer.
Which means we need to listen to some new music.
How is that different from any season?
It's not. All right, Patrick, it's September now.
It is, Jim. How's your Labor Day?
September is officially fall, right?
That's right.
On the fall. Foster calendar?
Yeah, fall started 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Happy fall.
Got happy fall.
Pumpkin spice latte over there, I see.
No, I don't. I don't drink any of that kind of stuff. This whole pumpkin thing is out of control. But I do like pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
The original, the OG.
The pumpkin, OG pumpkin. Yeah.
Pumpkin flavor, right? Where was I going with this? Oh, you know what I like about fall? You know what I like about fall?
Best? No.
Fall fashion.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
my favorite thing. I don't particularly like wearing shorts.
Okay.
That's just the way I roll.
Yep.
I don't like it. I like jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And I like when the weather turns and I can wear like flannel shirts and corduroys
there
and stuff
go.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really should live in Seattle, I think.
Corduroy season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Corduroy season is here now.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's here now. And I'm very excited about
Huzzah.
It. This is what I like. Also, you know, when it stops being 95 degrees and 95% humidity, that's good too. So where are we here? Since this is September and this is Rockin' the Suburbs and I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We are going to talk about August music, music we heard in August that we like. And I spent some time, you know, poking around on the streaming services and things and looking for stuff that came out in August and listening to a bunch of different things. And I had, you know, some stuff that was kind of like moody and kind of weird and, you know, all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet I went completely the opposite direction and I said, it's the end of summer, it's fall.
Yeah.
But we don't want to maybe just let that, you know, sunniness and that good feeling and rolling down the windows and all that stuff go quite just yet.
Summertime vibes.
So I'm going total pop music here.
Okay.
Sweet. This is just, you know, this is sort of like a chance for everybody to just have that like one last shot, that Indian summer, maybe that's called, right?
I love it.
So let's start here with a DC band. DC, I think, is going through this like power pop renaissance right now with so many like good bands doing that style of music. And this band has been around for a few years now called Dot Dash. You know Dot Dash?
Yeah. Familiar with them.
Okay. They have a new album.
Cool.
Just came out. It is called Proto Retro.
Nice.
And it's just really poppy and really fun and great melodies. And these guys have played around in a bunch of different other DC bands, I think. And so, you know, you may know them from some other stuff here back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. They recorded Inner Ear and The Bastille. Is that another studio?
Yeah, that's a studio around here where people have played.
Mm-hmm. Apparently this album, Proto Retro, was recorded at both of those fine studios. So anyway, here's a song I want to feature, and it is called TV/Radio.
Who just got back from Carolina, to the man in a wig talking about China. You gotta lose it if you wanna fight it. It's on the TV, it's on the radio. Living above a bodega, I was snorting the remains of Mr. Alan Vega. They were throwing dice, I was throwing shade. You don't have to make it up if you got it made. It's on the TV, on the radio.
So there you go.
Yeah, that was very cool. I liked it a lot. A good band.
Yeah.
Really good band.
Mm-hmm. It has a bit of a, you know, sort of an 80s alternative kind of vibe to it, don't you think? The kind of stuff that we grew up with.
I totally think so. And there was a band.
A little bit of Tommy Keane maybe in there.
There you go. There's the real true DC power pop lineage. That's right there. That's a good call, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, actually. I never thought about it. But you're right. That's a great connection. I know Terry Banks, the guitar player and singer in this band, was in a band called the Julie Ocean. I don't know if you remember them, but they were also a DC kind of earlier indie pop sort of power pop band that were pretty cool.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of sort of intertwining histories with this band from the people who've played in it, but they do it the right way, and it sounds really good, that one. I love the way they record the drums on other albums too. It's got a really cool, like, revolverist, you know, esque sound, like, you know, with Ringo playing over on the ride, and
I like the moving bass line
too.
That really keeps it driving along.
Very cool bass line on that song.
So that was one
title. Yeah.
Yes. Proto Retro.
That's very nice.
Now the next one, another pop gem, really. Okay. This one even sounds more like radio ready and stuff you might remember again from back when you listened to pop music,
the radio.
Top 40 on the radio. This is by an artist named Goldstar.
Okay. I know nothing.
Now Goldstar is really just one guy. You'll understand why he decided to go under a nom de plume.
Okay.
After you hear his name. His name is Marlon Rabenreither.
Wow. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Gold Star's way better to
say. And he basically said nobody's ever going to be able to pronounce that or remember that. And so I'm Gold Star. And he's an indie artist out of Los Angeles. This is, I believe, the third album for Gold Star. The album is called Uppers and Downers. Mm. The album actually comes out September 7th, which would be this upcoming Friday. But this is an advance single, and it's called Danny's in Love.
I love that.
What a great groove.
It was
great.
Yeah. It had a little Greg Kinn band to me.
There
you know?
Go. Right? Yeah. There you go.
With that little piano riff and that beautiful
that piano
hook.
In the background
yeah,
there. That's
so
just,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could see him like miming it on American Bandstand that one time they made it.
Yeah. It does have a bit of a solid gold.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Nature to it.
I like that a lot.
But it's so hooky and
yeah.
just, you know, so just fun to listen
Wonderful.
To. Right?
I like this the background is, you know, vocals too.
So,
those are
you know,
cool.
the weather hasn't turned yet. Put this on, go out on the back, you know, the back patio
right?
and start up the grill and listen to this
yeah,
music, right?
I know. I think.
Crack open one of those, right?
It might still be 100. You never know. Right. Global warming.
That's right. So I like that a lot.
That and was
that
really
was one
cool
of those
find.
Things that just when I heard it, it just totally caught my ear.
Yeah.
And I was like, I, you know,
kind of coming up on the recommendations. Yeah. I love that.
Got to share
happens.
This with the peoples
yeah.
because it's really. It's
I think the peoples
really
are going to like
stuff.
It.
All right. So there you go.
Very cool, man.
That's my end of summer.
All right. So we got
selections.
Dot, Dash, and Gold Star. Very nice. Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to have a cover, right?
Yes, that's our traditional
method. Yeah, we don't do it every month, but many Mm-mm. months.
Right.
We're going to have a cover, a new cover of an old song that,
yeah.
Something new that came out in August mm-hmm. of an old song, right?
You know, it was fun when intern Matt just teed up his own, like, new music episode.
Yes.
That was great.
Anytime.
Right.
Makes life easier for us.
I have a conspiracy theory about that. No, oh. I'm just kidding, people. We're done with that.
But before we do our cover... let's just close by saying, you know, if there's any new music people have heard they
yeah.
want to share with us, they can call 612-440-1984. Tell us about a song. You can email rock@suburbspod.com
mm-hmm.
or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. And of course, listen to the show
every day.
Right. And also when you make a recommendation of a new song that you like,
mm-hmm.
try to expand on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, give us some reason why you like it or what's cool. We're going to do some fan mail. I think we have it planned for next week.
Yeah, I think it's coming up next week.
Where we're going to play some of the suggestions people have made from like
oh,
new
great.
Music. What month are we? I guess like July or something
okay.
like that. But
That's
they basically just like gave us song titles,
okay.
which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, that helps.
But if you give us a little bit to chew on here, that'd be even better.
Yeah, right? A little meat on the bone, people.
That's right. All right, let's get out of here with a cover.
Okay,
I know
what do you got?
I know you're going to like this
okay.
one a lot.
You're 2 for 2 so far this month.
It's a cover of a Lucinda Williams song.
Oh, nice.
Which, by the way, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, a tremendous album.
Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable
From start
album.
To finish, it's unbelievable, man.
This was on that album originally.
Oh, great. That's my favorite Lucinda Williams album.
And it is a song about Blaze Foley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know Blaze Foley?
I know the name.
Okay, so he was a... he was a country artist
yeah.
out of Texas and sort of has a cult following,
yeah.
I think. He had an untimely death in 1989.
Even a smaller cult following than like Towns Van Zandt.
Yes.
But nonetheless, a cult following.
Well, there's apparently a movie coming out about
that's interesting.
Blaze Foley called Blaze.
Okay.
And on the soundtrack, there is a cover of this Lucinda Williams song about him. The song is called Drunken Angel.
Ugh.
And the cover is done by Alinda Segarra
okay.
of Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
there she is. Wow.
I don't know you'll like this.
I didn't even know this was out. This is hitting me right
okay.
between the eyes, man.
So let's just get right into it.
Yeah,
so we'll leave you with that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The sun came up, it was another day. When the sun went down, you were blown away. Why'd you let go of your guitar? Why'd you ever let it go that far, drunken angel? You could have held on to that long, smooth neck. Let your hand remember every fret, finger touching each shiny string. But you let go of everything, drunken angel. Drunken angel, you're on the other side. Drunken angel, you're on the other side. Followers would cling to you, hang around just to meet you. Some threw roses at your feet. Watch you pass out on the street, drunken angel. Feed you and pay off all your debts. Kiss your brow, taste your sweat, write about your soul, your guts, criticize you and wish you luck. Drunken angel, drunken angel, you're on the other side.
Yeah, that was really cool. I need that right now.